Welcome back to another season of the HMS Podcast. We are looking forward to the 2022-2023 school year. We will have new guests. We will have some old guests. We will have some new ideas. If any of you have some fun ideas for the podcast, if you have some talent that you'd like to share, we would love to have you join us on the HMS Podcast. It's going to be a great school year. Here is the next episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by sixth grader Lloyd Christmas. I mean, Ridge Adams. Ridge, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
So, as we are recording this, it is Friday, October 28th. Today is the day at the middle school where students can wear their Halloween costumes. And Ridge and his brother dressed up as Lloyd and Harry from Dumb and Dumber in the blue and orange tuxedos. I wish you could see them because you look fabulous.
Thank you.
One of my all-time favorite movies, so we may get to that later on. So, Ridge, tell all of our listeners all about yourself.
I like playing football, spending time with my family. I like school. I like playing video games, and...
Let's talk about your family. Tell me about your family.
My mom, the best mom ever, she works as the nurse at the elementary school. My dad, he works for the superior group, and my brother, Brayson, that's who dressed up with me. And he's
a seventh grader.
Yeah, he's awesome. My brother, Granger, he's my little brother. He likes to play with me while Brayson just sits around on his phone. And my little brother, Brecken, he's kind of a... on my good side, but he's on my bad side because he's always yelling at me.
So you've got one older brother.
Yeah.
And two younger brothers.
Yes.
Four boys.
Yes.
And your dad.
Yes.
Your poor mom.
Yes.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, being like 10, we're best friends, we never fight, 1 being we fight all the time, what is that like at home on a scale of 1 to 10?
1.
Oh boy, your poor, poor mother. So we're fighting all the time.
Not all the time. So like a 3.
So a 3, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's obviously fighting, but there's got to be like some awesome parts to having 3 brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I always have someone to hang out with. Like there's always one that's there. Like that's always just there for me. And... that's, like, when we start playing games and start making up a whole bunch of stuff, which that's pretty fun.
And somebody to dress up like Dumb and Dumber with.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's super important. And a funny note, too, my son and Ridge's brother, Granger, are dressed up like Ace Ventura today.
Yes, I heard about that last night.
That's something. All right, so you said you like to play football.
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play?
The last 3 years, I've been center, but this year, I'm left guard. And...
which do you prefer?
I like center a lot better.
Okay. So you're a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play defensive line as well?
Sometimes. And sometimes I'll play linebacker.
Do you prefer offense or defense?
I like both. They're even.
Like them both. You just like being on the field.
Yeah.
What do you like the most about the game of football?
Probably, like, how everybody, like, how it's like a team sport, and like how, like, you get to see your friends and a whole bunch of stuff like that, and it's fun.
What would you say to somebody that's listening to this and they're like, you know, I like watching football on TV and I like throwing the football in my backyard, but I'm just nervous about the tackling. What advice would you give to somebody that might be thinking about that?
Go your all. Like, give it your all and you won't get hurt. Like, it'll feel like, if you're like actually giving it your all, it'll feel like getting hit by a pillow. Because it doesn't hurt if you, like, give it your best.
But if you're, like, cautious or hesitant, that's when you might get hurt.
Yes, that's how 9 out of 10 players get hurt.
So you would definitely recommend to somebody that might be listening to this, but I think I might want to play football, like, they should totally do it.
Yeah, they should.
Totally do it.
Yes.
All right. So you also mentioned, and I'm glad you mentioned this, you said you like school.
Yes.
What do you like about school? I mean, I do too, right? I'm a grown adult, and I've never left.
I like seeing my friends and teachers, and...
Do you like learning?
A little. I like math a lot. Math is my favorite subject.
What do you like so much about math?
It was just, like, the first subject that, like, just... I learned, and I like multiplication.
Okay. So, do you feel like, you said that mom is a school nurse. What's that like having, and I know it's not at the middle school now, but when you were at the elementary school, what was that like having mom at school with you every day?
That felt a lot better, because every day, like when I was in second grade, because my mom joined their staff when I was in third grade. When I was in second grade, I always got so nervous because we had to ride the bus before second grade, and Brayson would always sit with his friends, and I'd like kind of be like behind them. So I always got pretty nervous. But then when she started working at the school, I got just so excited because it was just like someone's there for me.
What's it been like this year now at the middle school and mom still at the elementary school?
It's okay, because Nurse Erin, she used to, like, be over there with my mom, so we're pretty good friends. And now I know a lot of the teachers, and that's helping.
You're obviously... You know, you're lucky because your mom worked at the school, right? And we have some students at the school whose parents work here. I have kids that go to school here. What advice would you give to students who don't have parents that work here? How can they, like, make connections with teachers so that they don't feel nervous, that they do feel like they have somebody to talk to?
Don't be afraid to, like, ask for help or something. Like, don't hesitate. Like, it's just ask.
Do you think there are some kids that are afraid to ask for help?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because they're afraid of no.
They're afraid of hearing the word no?
Yes.
Okay. But you say, like, go for it.
Yeah.
Ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
Build those connections with the adults that are around you. I love it. I think that's great advice. Because we do. We want every student in the building to feel comfortable being themselves and being willing to take risks and asking for help. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, you went to Highland Elementary School for 6 years, kindergarten through fifth grade, and now you came across the street, across the parking lot to the middle school. Has there been anything that's surprised you moving to the middle school? It could be good or bad.
The wake-up call. I don't like waking up earlier. But I love getting out of school earlier.
But that wasn't a surprise. You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
You just didn't realize how early it was going to
yes.
be.
Yes. Yes.
Has that changed bedtime? Has that changed your evenings? Do you try to get things prepared in the morning, the night before?
Yeah, it's changed a lot of the stuff.
How so?
because, like, my bedtime, like, it's always been at 8:30, but now I don't have any, like, I go downstairs and I go to sleep. Like, I don't, like, watch TV or anything. It's just I go to sleep because I used to watch TV and, like, mess around with my brother.
But now you're just, like, ready for bed and you're zonked out.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you're getting a lot of sleep. That's really, really important. You also mentioned that you love to play video games.
Yes.
So, I am not a gamer. Okay. So, I may ask some dumb questions here. Okay. So, just be prepared. So, what gaming system do you like to play?
Minecraft.
On
PS5.
On PS5. Okay, you play Minecraft on PS5. So, PlayStation 5 is your console.
Yeah.
What do you love about Minecraft?
It's so relaxing. Like, just to get, like, away. And it's, like, a survival game. And I like surviving off of, like, just my bare hands. It's fun to do that stuff.
Do you like to watch videos of people playing video games?
Yes.
What's up with that? My son does that, too. I don't get it. Explain to me the appeal. Why do you like to watch videos of other people playing video games?
Because it's just fun. Like, it's like it shows you how to get better at the games that you play.
So in some ways, it's like you're preparing and practicing for when you do play.
Yes, yes.
Makes sense. All right, last question.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to come back to the outfit that you're wearing today.
Okay.
All right, he's wearing the bright orange tuxedo from Dumb and Dumber. Have you seen the movie?
Yes, a lot.
It's one of my all-time favorite movies.
I like
it. What do you think is the funniest part of Dumb and Dumber? I'm curious to see if we think it's the same thing.
When they were screaming at each other, I got no food, we've got no money, and our animals' heads are falling off.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one. My favorite scene is probably when Harry is at Mary's house and he has to use the bathroom, and the toilet's broken. Remember that part?
Yeah.
And there's a little right at the end. Ridge Adams, I'm so glad you're a student at Highland Middle School. Thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thank you.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!